This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules. I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Firehouse Subs, guys, enjoy more subs, save more lives. It's Dukes and Bell. This breaking news from Major League Baseball about our Atlanta Braves, Jurickson Profar, our newest outfielder. We just signed him in the offseason. He's being suspended for 80 games for violating MLB's PED policy. So he won't be in the lineup tonight. The crazy thing about this is, and we found out what substance it is, it's HCG is the substance. Mike, our crack producers, and I got to give some love to both Turtle and Orn. And I got to tell you guys this, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes on these shows. Okay. And we have, you know, a big show on this radio station and one of the biggest in the industry. Mike and I are doing our thing. And a lot of times behind the scenes, these guys are looking at stuff and checking things out. And I want to give big props to both Turtle and Orn, because when we got word from Mike Rodriguez about this, Turtle came on in our ears and said, listen, there's something happening here. We don't know if it's true. Let's wait. And we talked about it as a show. But as this has played out, I got to tell you, our crack producers and our guys behind the scenes did a kick-ass job. And I'm just giving you guys a lot of props right now. So Turtle and Orn, great job on this and following it as it developed. And then we just happened to have Grant on as it broke. But Mike Bell, this raises a lot of questions, doesn't it?
Yeah, and for those of you that are not familiar, and Carl and I were looking at this, and I'm like, I've seen some articles about other athletes, other sports that have used this. Usually this comes up at the Olympics, you know, for people who are trying to for steroids. Basically, it helps your body produce, hormones for similar to steroid production, basically, testosterone. Basically, it's to improve testosterone deficiency. That's why men would use HCG. And it is, you know, if you have to go to see a specialist, you can have it prescribed, but it is a banned substance for baseball as a PED. So unless you can prove that you need the pregnancy hormone as a baseball player, then you're not going to be able to use chorionic gonadotropin. Good luck with that one. Basically big balls, Carl. That's what you're going to get.
All right. So here's a little history.
Little balls if you take too much of it, I suppose.
Probably. Here's a little history for you. Manny Ramirez was popped for this same substance in 09. And, you know, this is not something you go, I didn't know what I was taking.
Right.
There has to be intent with this kind of substance, to Mike's point, to either get it prescribed or either you're doing something else along with it to help your body do something. Either way, The biggest part of this that's disappointing for me is because we didn't know how good Profar was going to be. We thought he'd be great coming over from the Padres. He had a good year last year. But, Mike, now he's ineligible for the postseason.
Yeah, you guys are like, well, we'll get him back in this. No, when you get nailed for PEDs, you cannot be in the postseason. That's part of it. So this guy's a great big nothing his first year. Remember, Tatis had to sit out. Guys have had these deals. And, you know, it's funny because guy just hit himself, and again, this has nothing to do with what happened to Profar, but it's a lifeless start to your season. You can start things around, like you're only as good as the next pitcher you face or who you're putting out there on the mound. Hopefully
sure.
get a win against the Dodgers. But Unk hit us up, and I agree with him. He says, this club shows zero signs of life dating back to getting slapped by the Phils in the playoffs. I agree 100%. I rail on this every summer as we get into dog days of the playoff race. No energy, no vibe, no leadership in the dugout. I know. It's something we've asked and we wondered about. But look, you can get rolling, and we'll be at home on Friday. But let's go get take 1-3, 2-3 from the Dodgers. Let's reassert ourselves here. But this is you talk about a body blow. Get humiliated in San Diego and then just lose a guy that you thought was a really viable plug-in. Not just a plug-in, a nice piece in the outfield with Acuna.
Totally agree. Our listeners are responding accordingly. Find Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes. And the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Now, the irony is, Turtle, real quick, we put up our poll today, and this was before we knew this. And we came in today, and I said, Braves are in trouble. Just based on what we saw over the weekend, What's the poll look like? Because I'm sure over the next 24 hours, we're going to get a lot more response on this. This is at Dukes and Bell 929. What's it look like?
Well, right now, 42% leading the way, mildly concerned.
That was me. I was mildly concerned about 45 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's about to change. Go ahead.
25% each, not at all concerned and very concerned. Uh-huh. And then 8% absolutely panicked.
Panic!
Yeah.
Like
we just paid a guy a buttload of money to come in here and hit, and he's not even going to be in the lineup anymore.
But, Carl, remember, 2021, we started 0-4. And then a few months later, we lose our star player, okay? We lose Ronald Acuna, and we found a way to scrap together and win the World
Series. But it wasn't because of steroids.
No. No, but I mean, but we lost Acuna for a knee. I don't know. I mean, Profar, what were you expecting? 75 RBI? I don't know what to expect. I was excited. I thought it was a nice sign. It was kind of surprisingly nice signing for Profar off of last year in San Diego.
Mike, I'm with you. If he would have duplicated his numbers last year, we're in business. Because what we're assuming, and this hasn't happened yet with this team, is Olsen's going to be Olsen. Riley's going to be Riley. Ozzie's going to be Ozzie. Money Mike is going to have a career kind of year, and we get Acuna back. Like, you start adding that all up, and you go, well, this looks pretty good. Take that Profar thing to the side. It's gone now. And so if you're just joining us, Mike and I are discussing this. However you're accessing the show, thank you for listening. If you're on your way home or at the office, whatever – But Jurickson and Profar suspended for 80 games for PEDs. We just took another hit, and this damn thing just started. So I'm disappointed on many levels. But the most disappointing thing is, even if dude comes back and looks good for the remaining 80 games or 50 games, whatever he's going to play, Mike, it won't matter because you won't still have him in the playoffs.
No, man. A couple of guys intercept Tim Williams, who follows us, goes, well, hey, let's call Adam Duvall, Robert Duvall. Get somebody in there. Hey, man. If you're going to dust off Uncle Jesse, okay, if you're bringing Chavez back, you might as well call. Adam, would you like to play for us until we DFA you in about 3 months when Acuna comes back? But, I mean, yes, we look, Profar, and think about this. Now you're stuck with Kelnick, right? Now, Verdugo, Chris, remind me what Verdugo did with the Yankees. He had a decent start and didn't finish strong.
Yeah, he was really good in the outfield all year, specifically left field where Profar played. Yeah. But he fell off a cliff second half of the year.
Ugh.
Alex Verdugo. Yeah, the options are Kelnick, Chris, don't say anything. De La Cruz, Eli White, Verdugo, Stuart Fairchild, who we just signed. And by the way, that's a whole other conversation because we just said, okay, wait a minute. They just traded for cash considerations for Stuart Fairchild, who hit 8 home runs last year for the Reds, and you add another outfielder. Look, right. I get what Double A's trying to do here. You got to have options, and again, righty-lefty, situational, blah, blah, blah. We have that. But you can't look at this and go, well, it don't matter, because you were counting on Profar's
path. No, I mean, you were expecting some RBIs, some good slugging. This guy, remember, this was a really nice piece. We got beat by the San Diego Padres and Jurickson Profar last year in that in a divisional round. Dude's pretty solid. I mean, this is a big shot. This is production because, again, as Carl pointed out earlier, we all expect some good things from Ronald Acuna, but you have no idea what Ronald Acuna is going to be like from the second knee injury coming back.
No.
And we have not had a rock-solid return date for Ronald Acuna. You know, the team has had to play that close to the best.
I love Acuna. You guys know that. Acuna for life. But this is, again, coming off of a second injury. Big O, what you got, man? What do you got?
We got a statement from Jurickson Profar, guys.
Already?
Already.
Okay, what is it?
Today is the most difficult day of my baseball career. Man. I am devastated to announce that I have been suspended 80 games by Major League Baseball in the commissioner's office for testing positive for a banned substance this offseason. I want to apologize to the entire Braves organization, my teammates, and the fans. It is because of my deep love and respect for this game that I would never knowingly do anything to cheat it. I have been tested my entire career, including 8 times last season alone, and have never tested positive. I would never willingly take a banned substance, but I take full responsibility and accept Major League Baseball's decision.
All right. So, yeah, I'm looking this up. It's the World Doping Agency, which monitors all the international competitions. Yeah, yeah. They've suspended 46 athletes over the use of this in the last 20 years.
HCG is the product. Big O, thanks for that.
Stimulates steroid production in your NADS after use of anabolic steroids.
In your NADS?
Yeah, that's where it's going to produce the stuff.
Oh, you
can't say that?
You can't say that?
Oh, okay.
Well, he said it, so
what about huevos?
You can say that, can't you? Onions?
Onions.
How about onions is a lot better?
Onions?
Yes.
Onions?
It stimulates.
That first word, though, we can't say that
all
first
right.
word, guys.
Okay. All right. You learn something new every day. Yeah. I thought that.
Gumballs?
You realize that there's basically, it used to be seven words you can't say in the radio. Now there's about like 45.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But anyway,
more.
Yeah, so that's.
What would you call them?
Huevos.
Okay. All right.
There's only one thing I got in this world. My balls.
And my word.
I don't break it for nobody.
My word.
I like you, Montana. There's no line in you, but there's Profar. I don't trust him. So, yeah, man. So now here we stand after getting swept by the Padres. Really anemic, haven't had a run scored in 22 innings, and you're going up against the Dodgers for 3 in L.A.
I love it. Cadillac Bishop goes Dukes. I guess he can get a refund on those new bats they ordered since his behind will be at the house.
Oh.
Listen, I get it, man. You know, guys are hitting me up. Reset! We need to reset! Can we start the season over?
Yeah, we got some really, really bad juju, and the only way to turn this around is to get it done.
Fire sale it!
No, it's too early for that. Too early for that. Please, sir. The good news is, Carl, we know that at some point, these guys will start hitting. Olsen, sooner or later, is going to start hitting, and so will Drake Baldwin.
Jurickson Profar, suspended for PEDs for 80 games.
And now ineligible for the postseason. Should we be lucky enough to make one?
It's Dukes and Bell. All right, Mike, let me ask you a question as we're talking about this Profar situation.
good music there, Oren.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's been suspended. His substance that he was taking, HCG, suspended for 80 games, Jurickson Profar. Does it taint the Braves in a way? I mean, listen, you said to me, we were just talking, Braves country's losing their mind, and rightfully so. You know, you the season starts, you're counting on a guy to step up and
right.
and be in the lineup and play a great outfield for you, and none of that is going to happen, at least this season. We'll see him at some point, but I don't even know if it matters as far as the evaluating process of this contract and whether, you know, he's living up to it. But does this taint us a little bit? I'm saying
no.
Us as in the Braves. And, you know, because, listen, there are people around the country that are like, oh, the Braves are trying to cheat. And we didn't try to do jack. Guys make mistakes. And Profar has put out a statement and said, I take full responsibility. But Mike.
Also says he wouldn't knowingly take the substance. So it's a bit
that.
Of a dodge on that one.
I don't know about that.
Well, you had a bad smoothie?
But Mike, he wears the Braves logo.
Yes.
So it's even though he's apologizing and he's saying, I take responsibility, it's the Braves. And that's what people are going to see across the country. They'll remember the Braves much more than they will Jurickson Profar. This doesn't take – we don't take a hit because of this?
Well, I mean, you signed a guy as a free agent. Other teams would not. And I asked Grant about this earlier. And I don't know if there was a – I mean, did some people go – did they snicker and go, yeah, look at his spike in production. He was surrounded by great hitters on a really good team in San Diego, and he kicked butt, and he did a really good job, and we thought it was a good value. A lot of folks said, okay, teams were maybe shying away, said, prove it. Give me some long-term on this, and I'll give you a contract. But I thought for the Braves it was a nice contract. It made sense, especially knowing the situation we're in, where we want to get an upgrade from Kelnick until Acuna. And even when Acuna's there, it was a nice bat to have in the lineup. But not knowing Profar from Adam, you know, other than the name and what he did last year, I don't think it taints the team. You signed a player. You're of the opinion this guy's above board. Turns out he was monkeying around with some stuff he shouldn't have. But, I mean, if this was a Braves player that had been here like 10 years now, say it ain't so, Jurickson. But I don't know him from Adams. I don't think most Braves Nation feels this taints the team.
Okay.
I mean, it's embarrassing for the organization, but
yes.
At the end of the day,
yes.
You know, this is a decision made by the athlete,
that's
not the
right.
team.
No, and that's how I feel. So if you are pointing the finger at the Braves and like, oh, see him on the Braves, you sign guys, right, that you help or you think are going to help you, and then you hope they come in and do that. And along the way, if mistakes are made, Mike, or you find out something about a guy or a guy gets in trouble or, you know, there's an arrest or something crazy right. happens – those are individual decisions, but they reflect the team because, of course, that's what you see. But it doesn't mean that the Braves somehow are responsible for this. So, you know,
that's a 32-year-old guy who's been on the show for 13 years.
He knows, Mike. That's the point. You're right. He knows. And so the immediate, you know, assumption with this situation is one of our listeners hit me up. Zeke was like, nah, no wonder he had a great year last year. He said he didn't test positive last year. Does that mean that this just finally caught up with him? I mean, it might seem that way. But, damn, we get the butt of this now because, you know, again, right. this is a guy that you were counting on. So we're talking about this with you. It is a big deal, specifically with the way that we've started. And you have to wonder, Mike, and I don't know how much this affects these guys, you know, in the clubhouse and where they go from here. I don't know. I think guys just get their mind right and they go out and we're either going to hit or we're not.
Right.
I'm not telling you everything, you know, lingers on Profar and what's going down here. But now you got to answer questions about it, right?
Right.
Everybody in that clubhouse, oh, did you know? What was going on? Did you figure? I didn't know Jack. I'm just, you know, I'm his teammate. I don't know what this dude is taking and what he's not taking. And he wouldn't know what others are taking. But that becomes part of this now.
I mean, you know, you had what, the Giles brothers, you know, those guys were involved. You had the,
that's right.
You want to go back all the way back to the Mitchell report. There's a lot of guys' names that have been involved. There's, it was, that's why I always, when we have the discussion about Barry Bonds being the bad guy, there was lots of guys staying in the show by taking PEDs, pitching to him that he was obviously beaten. But, I mean, I don't really, the NFL, it's weird how the NFL has, it's a different standard. You have a performance-enhancing drug, you get nailed for four games, whatever it is, you get on with your life. But baseball, there is something about, I don't know, the sanctity of the game when it comes to PEDs. After baseball turned a blind eye to it to get the sport back on track with the home run chase in the late 90s. But now you've got to be a freaking idiot to get nailed for PEDs in baseball.
Yes.
And to sit there and do, again, it's so 2025 with the modern athlete. I would never knowingly, okay, so, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, and there was a Chris, what was it? It was a HBO Real Sports or a E60 on it about like the athletes and going back to Manny trying to skirt some of the stuff in the Dominican. Like, it could happen anywhere. It could be an American player, it could be a Dominican player,
sure.
It could be anything. But it's just, you know, you're looking for, you're pressing the margins because you're an older guy trying to stay in the show. He's a 32-year-old, got a contract because he was willing to take the risk. And don't give me this babe in the woods, I don't know what happened nonsense.
No, I don't buy that. I just don't.
But as a Braves fan, I was going to become a Profar fan if he helped my team win this year. I don't have any investment with Jerks and Profar to be upset that he's tainted the Braves. He's embarrassed himself. And yeah, they did sign him, but that they had no idea.
No, they had no idea. You're right about becoming a fan because that happens through the course of his play. But you put a target on my team's back that we didn't need. And that becomes a situation where, you know, you had high expectations for him, and now he's disappointed, not just his teammates, but the fan base. And that part of it is real. So,
you know, the other thing is, and a lot of guys, Braves fans are freaking out because, yes, you haven't scored a run in 22 innings, get swept by the Padres. They're running around like the catcher's not even there. And now you've got this guy, again, 80-game suspension, not eligible for the postseason, which Erickson Profar. I will say this, though. I'm not going to give Alex a complete, when you ask me about, you know, how should I feel?
Yeah.
When you have to continuously go shopping with a Groupon, and you just, you know, and again, what were you thinking? Were you ever thinking we were going to be front line in the mix for a big bat this offseason? I mean, I never thought that was going to be an option because they just don't spend money like that now with all the money tied into the other position players. But is this the collateral damage when you have to go searching for values all the time that you wind up getting a rotten apple?
I mean, Mike, sometimes it happens. And look, if we were, to your point, if we were shopping at, I don't know, Bloomingdale's or wherever you want to go, all right, pick the store. High end, and you know, we're shopping at the Gucci store or whatever. You don't necessarily, you're not competing in this lower tier of or in between tier of players. If you're telling me that if we would have spent more money, and this is an argument here, that hey, if we would have just spent more money on a top tier player, that this wouldn't have happened, we don't know that.
Right.
We don't know if that guy would have been tainted as well. What you're trying to do, and this is what I think Alex Anthopoulos is trying to do, and again, he'll have a lot of questions to answer when it comes to this, because he's like, the first thing is, did you guys know? Because Grant mentioned, Mike, the whole signing with, was it
Verdugo?
Verdugo happened at a kind of an unusual time, right? Where you were like, okay, why are they bringing another outfielder in? What's going on? I don't know if Alex knew. Maybe they had maybe a little bit of knowledge, maybe something. But I think what he was trying to do is get the right fit.
Right.
And sometimes that, if you spend more money, it doesn't mean that it doesn't work out this same way. But I'll tell you right now, I'm pissed and I'm disappointed in the fact that this is the way the season started. But now we got to deal with this, and hopefully we can get past it by scoring some runs against the Dodgers.
We got De La Cruz for next to nothing from Pittsburgh. Guy said, why don't we go get Bellinger? Because you have to trade something for Bellinger. You'd have to give him something for your very depleted minor league system where you don't have a lot of depth right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why. If anything, I would like to them spend a little more money on their starting pitching. But yeah, it comes into the conversation that you do have, unfortunately, have to sort of cut corners. On one side, you got 1 through 8 locked up. You got all these guys with contracts, but yet you've always seemed to have to do it with a budget for everything else.
All right. More to get to here on the show. As this story broke literally at the top of the hour. Again, if you're just joining us, Jerickson Profar suspended for 80 games for a banned substance. We now know that substance is HCG. And we mentioned, for those who are hardcore baseball fans, this is something Manny got popped for. Manny being Manny. Manny in 09 got popped for the same substance. But the worst part about this, and we're just telling you what the rules are, you get suspended in Major League Baseball like this, you're ineligible for the postseason. So even when he gets back at some point this season, and let's just say he's hot, Mike, and he's playing well, and we go, yeah, this is great, you ain't going to see him in the postseason. So Alex has work to do. The good news is, Mike, the season's just starting. You still have the trade deadline months from now, and there's still moves to be made that can make this team better. But it gets back to what Mike's saying now. Are you going to spend some money? Because you can go pick up street dudes all day long. You can go pick up guys that have been playing and, oh, they don't have, you know, they're free agents on the street. That's one thing. If you want to really try to improve this team and you feel like, Mike, this is going to be a World Series type squad, then that's going to be the answer. And then you're talking about moving some of your assets and making a trade or two to make this team. But they're not going to do it now.
And that's why, I mean, it's funny. One of our listeners suggested it as a joke, but it's literally where the world where the Braves are living right now based on payroll. Adam Duvall is not out of the question just because he would be very cheap. You know. And you're,
why
and,
do we keep going back to 2021?
Well, tell that to forget freaking Jesse Chavez is back up here.
I know.
Well, Chris, what, seventh? Jesse Chavez 7.0 with the Bravos, man. So, yes, we have done a nice job of locking up talent. You know how I feel about the shortstop position. I don't really like, you know, what we have with Murph, but this team better start friggin' hitting. You know, and like, I hate that we wasted Schwellenbach's great effort. I thought he did a hell of a job. That's promising for this. So it's not all bad news from San Diego, but man, this is a brutal start to 2025. And now, oh, by the way, you're facing the best pitching staff in the show and you're going to the Dodgers now. For three.
Verdugo, $1.5 million deal on March 20th. That's all right.
Yeah.
We're coming back. We will wrap things up. By the way, just saw John Fricke looking great. He's got the night show coming up. Stay here. He's going to have plenty more on this starting at 7 o'clock. We'll tell you what's coming up tomorrow on the show also. We'll give you our final thoughts. This news, though, is big. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. Players Association releasing the statement that Jurickson Profar released earlier, talking about as Big O read it. And again, props to our producers and everybody today on the show because they were following this story. We told you guys sometime early in the 5 o'clock hour that we were following this, but we did not have confirmation. And then it became confirmed around 6 that this story about him was true, and we're talking about Profar, who has been suspended for 80 games. So today's the most difficult day of my baseball career. I'm devastated to announce that I've been suspended for 80 games, and he goes on. The statement's out there. You can read it. I retweeted it, put him up, see Dukes. There's a lot of stuff that's coming out. We will tell you this. We did ask the Braves to come on the show, specifically Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager. He declined. Now, Alex is great to this show. He's been on numerous times. We have a great relationship with him. But under the circumstances, Mike, I understand.
He's got a lot on his plate right now.
Correct. Yeah. So I understand. That does not mean, obviously, we won't talk to him here in the next day or so. Certainly somebody here on the radio station. But we wanted to make sure that you guys knew we're trying to get as many answers for you as possible.
Yeah. And according to what we're hearing from our crack staff of Oren and Chris and also from folks that have been in the physical fitness business, that the only way this substance gets in your body is by injection. So I don't know what he thought he was putting in his body. Thought it was vitamins.
B12?
Yeah, B12 shot. B12? Look, as we said, you know, it's Major League Baseball. They've really, after putting their head in the sand for so many parts, you know, of the early 2000s, they're super diligent on this. And as you said, if you get caught, that's why San Diego fans were losing their mind with Tatis. Like, what the hell?
Yep.
You know, but Manny Tatis, and now a guy who's not of that level as far as, you know, caliber player, but was certainly going to be an important cog in our offense. And as you said, should the Braves make the postseason, he's not eligible, which a lot of folks are realizing that and getting kind of upset about that as well.
Yeah, because that's the part that sucks. Like, you go, all right, do your suspension, dude. We get it. You're not getting paid. Come on back and help us out. What do you mean he's not eligible?
Yeah. If he gets on a heater through, like, the dog days of summer and then, and then you don't have him for October, brutal. It just, like as we said, there's only one way this season can go, and that's up, because I can't remember a season with a more worse start, you know, other than some injuries. Remember, Profar, there was an injury scare with him getting hit down in Northport, but that's about it. Now you got a guy who's, again, that's why I said to Carl, I'm not in my, there's guys like, you know, I love Ozzie Albies. He's one of my favorite Braves, because
sure.
I've seen him since, he's a rookie. But, you know, this is a guy I don't know from Adam, you know, so I'm just ticked off that a big piece of the offense, at least until, and even when Acuna got back, is now not going to be eligible for this team.
Part of the reason why I think we love this version of the Braves is we went through three seasons of 90 losses. And then in 18, we hit. And I think we hit a year before we were supposed to.
Yes.
Okay? But Dansby's here. We saw these guys coming up. The Rileys of the world, right? Acuna, Ozzie. We grew and saw these guys grow with us. And it's one reason why I think we love this version of the Braves is because a lot of these guys are homegrown, meaning they've been in our organization, and then, Mike, we took care of them. They've been here, and now we've won a chip, and we're like, okay, cool, take care of these guys. So part of it is we're very familiar with a lot of these guys. Listen, Money Harris coming up and being from Atlanta, that's right. A big deal. Like, so there is something to be said about why we feel the way we do about this club, and then you're supplementing, right?
Right.
You're supplementing with bringing guys in, but the core group, to your point, Mike, is why we love this group. Turtle, the lineup's out, so no Profar. What's it look like?
Yeah, lineup literally just dropped. Michael Harris will now be in the leadoff spot, playing center field, playing right field, and batting six will be Brian De La Cruz in right,
okay.
And then our guy Jared Kelnick right behind him at seventh in left.
So there's your outfield. And by the way,
I didn't say that. That was our Oranges
played. Sounded like you.
It's recorded of me.
Come on, Kelnick's
actual audio.
He's gonna be fine.
Well, he's gonna have a chance to. Certainly a lot more reps now. A lot more ABs.
Well, here's the deal too. Money Harris in the leadoff spot. We've talked about this.
Like it, and I think he's got. He was always gonna have to become that guy.
He's
got to
excel. He's got to excel. All right, and obviously Riley, Olson, Ozuna, all the regulars. But we're talking about the outfield specifically. And tonight, it won't be this every night, but. De La Cruz in there, Kelnick. Kelnick is going to get more playing time, though. You're right about that.
Dave O'Brien sniffing around the stats and looking for any kind of tendencies with Profar. Profar had a 134 OPS on base plus slugging last season at age 31 after never posting higher than a 115 his previous 10 seasons. So his OPS jumped up, Carl. In a year, he perhaps was cheating.
Okay. Look, maybe, but I will say this, and again, no proof because he didn't test positive.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, but that's you guys are going to look at anomalies statistically and say, okay, there's
they
a
are.
Bounce right there.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. I want to remind you guys, speaking of the Braves, the home opener this Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game will be there to get the 2025 season started. We're talking about our home opener. Join us at Murph's, guys, Cobb Galleria, for a special broadcast of Dukes and Bell. That's 2 to 7 as we lead up to the first pitch of the Braves' first home game. It's brought to you by Verizon and by Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free, and by Racetrack. Whatever gets you going. That's Friday, 2 to 7, Murph's on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, any other things? Listen, and I know guys are like, what else is happening? Because this is big news. There are some other things that are going on and we're watching, and we've got plenty to get to tomorrow here on the show as we continue to talk about the owners down there, the coaches getting together in Palm Springs. We're talking about the NFL executives, guys. They're voting on things, competition committees, looking at stuff. But there are some things that are going to develop over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Right. We're still waiting to see if Aaron Rodgers kind of right now is the, you could argue, the linchpin to figure out if we're going to be able to move Cousins in a trade for this draft, because the only way that would maybe work is if he was serious about Minnesota and Pittsburgh's kind of like stuck right now. Would the Steelers be willing to trade for Kirk Cousins pre this draft, which means something for us? Or Bill Barnwell wrote an article the other day that just dropped that said, you know, he thinks maybe the Titans will look for a solid backup piece if whatever they're going to do. And he had us only getting a seventh round pick for Kirk Cousins and us having to eat 25 of the $37 million and Tennessee only spending 12.
Guys,
yeah, man.
Some more breaking news.
Pitching?
Braves just placed Reynaldo Lopez on the 15-day injured list, backdated to March 29th with right shoulder inflammation, recalled Bryce Elder to Atlanta.
It's a really bad week.
Anything else?
Sean Murphy starting a rehab assignment in Gwinnett.
Is there anything else that we need that you know is going to happen to this team right now?
So backdated, what, 3 days for Lopez? Yeeks. All right.
I mean, he had arm issues last year, too.
Well, yeah, because he was a relief pitcher being used as a starter.
But he was great last year, and this is what we talk about. This is why these repeat performances are so hard.
And if you guys remember, all spring training, people were a little worried because his velo was down.
It was.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, man, and, you know, this is why the bullpen, you need a better bullpen if you guys can't go deep. I think the one bright spot from this first week of the season was Schwellenbach and the fact that Drake Baldwin called the game.
Yes.
For Schwellenbach. And that shows, you know, a young pitcher, a young catcher handling a young pitcher and getting results.
All right.
But that's about the only positive that's happened.
Well, hopefully some more happen tonight. I don't know. We got to get out of here, man.
And Carl, it's adversity that brings teams together.
Right.
Okay. The Braves are going to respond with this, Carl.
Yeah,
gonna,
yeah, yeah.
But you're going to see just amazing performances this week versus the Dodgers. Well, the adversity binds, Carl.
If you want,
pressure creates diamonds, Carl. Yeah,
any other slogans we want to use? I hope so, guys. I really do.
Iron sharpens iron.
But we got to see it. We've got to see it. All right, John Freaky's on the way. Let's get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thanks to all of our guests. Connor Riley stopped by to talk about the Dogs. Mike, you really were grilling him about Mike White today.
Well, they're losing depth. Guys are transferring out. Role players. You know, if Asa Newell goes pro, you're right back to square one. Unless Dominique's kid's going to play like Dominique, it's going to be a long road next season.
All right, he's got to get some new guys in there. Thanks to Grant McCauley for stopping by and hanging out with us, going a little bit later than normal because of this breaking news on Jerickson Profar, suspended for 80 games for PEDs. Tomorrow, guys, Turtle, what do we got? My mind is scrambled like the Braves right now.
Well, we'll get the national perspective on just how good or bad things are with our buddy Brett Boone. We'll check in with him, Grant with the latest, and then we will check in with Jason Longshore. You want some positive Atlanta United back in the win column.
Yeah, impossible win. Nobody comes back. We rarely come back from down 3-1. That was a beautiful win against NYCFC.
It really was. All right, big shout out, fellas. Great job today. Turtle and Big O behind the glass. All right, Mike Bell, go rest your back, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man. One of the great stories from the Final Four, at least getting to the Final Four in this Sweet 16, was Johnny Broome for Auburn. Man, when they showed that replay about 7 times, it first out that the knee was bad as it hyperextends, and he was limping, but the elbow, to get back in the game, and then hit a 3 where you could barely lift your arm over your waist. That's what we love to see, man. Resiliency, toughness. And a lot of folks see Auburn now as a long shot because of his injury. They got the longest odds to win this Final Four.
Hey, when I saw the annual NFL head coach's picture, I was like, oh, that's pretty dope. Until I saw that Raheem Morris wasn't in it. Look, you guys are wrong out there. I saw the jokes. I read all the stuff you guys said.
Where is
Raheem? Yeah, you were saying things like, oh, it's typical Raheem's not in the picture. His clock management and his time management are off. It wasn't his fault that the plane ran into some weather issues.
Right, right.
Stop pointing the finger.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't.
Your head coach don't run on Lombardi time.
Where is
Raheem?